The forthcoming Cape Town Baroque Festival is going to feature the well-known early music group from Durban, Baroque 2000. This group was founded back in 1998 and has introduced a wealth of Baroque music to the Durban audience and audiences around South Africa. Baroque 2000 will be coming to Cape Town and joining with Eric Dippenaar on the harpsichord to present an evening of chamber music on Friday, the 22nd of September. The programme includes some Italian composers, such as Merula and Vivaldi. I was thrilled to hear that they're also going to be performing a great favourite of mine, Uccellini's Bergamasca. This set of variations is based on the ancient and yet ever popular chord pattern of 1-4-5-1, a chord progression that's found in folk music around the world. The pattern was first called Bergamasca or Bergomasque in the 16th century, and it refers to Bergamo in northern Italy. There are many pieces written over this harmonic pattern in the Baroque period, particularly for the lute and guitar. Then, early in the 17th century, something startling happened to the Bergamasca. Somebody added a particularly catchy melody to the four chords, and the next thing, that melody was as popular as the chord pattern. They were used separately or together and became something of a musical cliché across Europe. The popularity of the Bergamasca was at its peak in the Baroque, but that continued right into the 18th and 19th century. In 1642, Uccellini wrote his aria Sopra la Bergamasca. He uses the chord pattern and the melody, which you'll hear at the very beginning of the piece, played in unison by the melodic instruments. It sounds in one place a little bit like the song in an English country garden. After this, Uccellini breaks off into a set of sparkling variations. This version of Uccellini's aria sopra la Bergamasca is played by the Palladian Ensemble.
Thank you.
That was Uccellini's aria Sopra la Bergamasca, performed by the Palladian Ensemble. To find out more about the Cape Town Baroque Festival, please visit the FMR website, click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.